Wednesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. For you remember our labor and toil, brethren. We worked night and day that we might not burden any of you. Why we preached to you the gospel of God. You are witnessing, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless were our behavior to you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to lead a life worthy of God, who called you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you receive the word of God, which you heard from earth, you accept it. Not at the word of man, but at what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in your believer. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within they are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within you are the full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tomb of the prophet and adorn the monuments of the Christ, saying, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you witness against yourself that you are son of those who murdered the prophet. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Outside deed and inside intention must be identical. People can choose two ways of life, either the hypocritical or the truthful way. Those who follow the first way can deceive people by word or deeds. They can deceive people by word at Wenzhou set in Kyo story. A person can talk and laugh with his enemy, but inside he is calculating to kill him without a knife. They can deceive others by their outside deeds. For example, to pray long hours in public place so others might pray them at the devotional, or to put on a sad face so others might know they are fasting. Those who follow the truthful way simply live what they think. This is the way of living according to truth and love, not only by words, but also by deeds, and sincerely treating others. Today's readings give us the two kinds of people. In the first reading, St. Paul wanted to show the Thessalonian faithful that he truly loved them as the Father loved his children, not by the hypocritical love as some of the Jews, out of jealousy, accused him of. In the Gospel, Jesus accused the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the scribes. They paid attention only to outside appearances at the death tomb. They are looked good and righteous from outside, but inside they are full of wicked plot, trick, and calculate insolence. Second analysis, first reading. You are witnessing, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless were our behavior to you believers. Third point, the deeds show one love. There are some prudent people who only need to look at one's attitude and deeds. They know right away if he is sincere or not. To deep people, no one can deceive them. But there are also those who are innocent and naive, easily be taken advantage of or deceiving by others. The Jews deep people to oppose Saint Paul. They said that the reason why Paul eagerly preached the gospel for the Thessalonians is their prophets. When Paul knew there was such a rumor, he wrote his letter to advise the Thessalonians that they must be wise and remember what he did for them when he lived with them. You remember our labor and toil, brethren. We worked night and day that we might not burden any of you. Why we preached to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless our behavior to you believers. Paul is very proud about his working for a living. His career is tent-making. Things should not be lacked for the nomads. Paul often said to his faithful that, though he can legally ask to be supported like other apostles, because he is also the preacher of the gospel like them. But he chose to be independent, so he might not be a burden to anyone. His working for a living is the truth to accuse the Jew that their accusation against him it without rope. Second point, Paul is not sinful before God. There are preachers who preach the gospel to fulfill his mission, but there are also ardent preachers who preach to bring others to God. People wanted to show that He, the latter one, he said, "For you know how, like a father with his children, we escorted each one of you, and encouraged you, and charged you to lead a life worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." One more thing Paul wanted the Thessalonian faithful to recognize the substance of the gospel. God's word itself can help the faithful to recognize the truth from all falsities, as the truth as the soul can penetrate all souls. Paul said, and we also thank God constantly for this, that when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of man, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. The gospel. Pharisee and scribe live a hypocritical life to deceive others and to hide their sins. Third point, a hypocritical life. Jesus accused Pharisees and the scribe. Woe to you, scribe and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tomb, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within they are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Hypocrisy, in Greek, hypocrite, had three meanings. First, is the one who answers, or translator who only know what both sides want to speak, but not their intentions. Secondly, it is an actor, or anyone who had the role in the play. An actor or an actress must express what the playwright wants them to express. The well-known actor must be the one who exactly expresses the role of the person he plays. For example, he can easily cry, while deep down inside he does not want to cry. Or laugh, why his soul had many things to worry about. Lastly, it is a hypocrite, the one who acts out to hide what he really wants. Why painted tomb? To keep people from being unclean. The Israelite paint white all the tombs, so people might recognize and avoid them. However, no matter how white the tomb, they are not able to hide what are inside, full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. The Pharisees and the scribe hypocrisy. They wear phylacteries, prayer boxes, and long tassels, together with all their pious acts. All these can only deceive the innocent and naive, not the wise and the experienced. They never can deceive God, who fathomed all their intentions and plans. Second, Point. They persecute the prophets. Jesus continued, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tomb of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, saying, 'If we had lived in the day of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.' Thus you witness against yourself that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your fathers." Most of God's prophets were maltreated, persecuted, and killed by the Jews. The reason for thee are they obey God and said what people did not want to hear, or to accuse the king of people's sins. The Pharisees and the scribes wanted to build or to paint the righteous tombs to show that they are not like their ancestors. Jesus seemed to tell them if they sincerely want that, they should change their attitude and receive prophets. In contrast, they are finding ways to persecute and to seize Jesus, the most important of all prophets. Today, there are still people like the Pharisees and the scribes. There are some faithful who did not visit or care for their parents when they are alive. But when their parents die, they lamented and wailed to show people how much love they have for their parents. They organized a big funeral and built beautiful tombs to hide their ungrateful to their parents. A Vietnamese adage described the people as follows: when alive, they don't feed. When passed away, they offer their funeral oration for plies. Application in life. We should learn to sincerely live with God, others, and ourselves. Do not live a hypocritical life as actors or actresses on stage and forget what is truthful. When we live a truthful life, we shall have peace. No worry about what we are hiding shall be revealed, and especially no fear when we stand before God's judgment. Amen.